Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Billy Milmore appears to have been an unlikely prospector. He was born in England and arrived in Sitka when he was 25 years old, having spent most of his life at sea, not as a sailor, but as a cook and steward. He boasted to have circumnavigated the world 8 times. Not even Billy was immune to the bite of the gold bug, and he had the fever bad. He was discharged from the Navy in 1885 and soon opened the Baranoff Hotel, which later became the Milmore Hotel. He turned his attention to mining in 1892 when he left his job in government service. Billy Milmore and his crew set out in spring of 1893 and cleared a wagon road to the forks of Indian River and a pack trail from there to the basin. With that effort, he began the Milmore Mining Company. On June 1897, Milmore sold his interest in the Milmore Mining Company, which included the last 2 claims in the basin, to E. Otis Smith for an undisclosed amount, prompted by the death of Milmore's wife. Afterwards, Milmore took work as a customs officer in Fort Yukon. In the meantime, H.V. Bruner was moving ahead with plans of development for Billy's Basin, despite the unfavorable report of a mining engineer. Many Californian investors agreed with Bruner that the only way to determine the value of the claims was to install and operate a small test mill. So, in 1897, the claims in the basin were actively mined, with 14 miners working for $2.50 a day, from March through mid-July. 2 mules were used for transport. A Sitka warehouse was rented, and merchandise was charged at 2 stores. However, operations folded when no one was paid at the end of the season. The company must have been able to pay off its debts, though, because the property was never sold. In December of 1897, the Corona brought the bulk of the machinery, including 1,000 feet of iron pipe, 2 water wheels, a stamp mill, a complete sawmill, and 10 tons of tools and supplies. Bruner waited for the ground to freeze before moving the heavy machinery through the narrow canyons to Billy's Basin. But he still experienced difficulty maneuvering in the soft, wet snow as the horses kept slipping. By February of 1898, the site was finally completed with heavy stamps and mortars. In the spring of that same year, Peter Carlson and his crew began construction on the mill building, and again the company was not able to pay. So a laborer's lien was filed, and the court ordered the sale of the property. However, again, the property wasn't sold. Milmore regained the property, but the mill was never completed by him, nor by any other company. By 1901, a Pelton wheel was moved to the Lucky Chance mine in Silver Bay. However, Milmore continued doing his annual assessments through 1902, which was required for him to hold the property. So mining activity pretty much lay idle in Sitka's Billy Basin until 1934, when the Sheldon Jackson School salvaged the sawmill machinery for use at the school. After the start of World War I, Milmore, who was by then in his mid-50s, managed to talk his way back into the Navy and served for time as a chief commissary steward at the San Pedro Naval Training Station. He found his way aboard a destroyer stationed in the Mediterranean. As the war came to an end, Milmore was helping feed some 2,000 children who were victims of war in Albania. By 1925, Milmore settled down in Long Beach, California, where he died in 1943. Billy Milmore was one of the many people who moved through Sitka in the late 19th century, staying longer than most, chasing visions of gold. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.